T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, it's time for WEEI Late Night.
And I am Mark James. That's Mark with AC James. I'm the one who popularized rap music in the Western Mass suburbs in the early to mid-90s. Phony Michelle. I mean, they've been more relevant than Alicia Silverstone's acting career. Chris Frail. I've known Michael Irvin for 16, 17 years. University of Miami fam. We're good like that.
Byrie Irving.
I'm very good friends with Steph Curry, as you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, you know, shout out to Charles Manson.
Dial 617-779-7937.
Next star here at WEEI, that of course is Mark with a C, James.
I don't get paid to care what you think. I get paid to tell you what I think.
Mark effing James.
Star for attention, fame-seeking loser. Ordinary Hayward.
I'm going to call him Brad Farrell.
Because he's actually Don Farrell without a ring.
And I think one man.
Exactly.
So your turkeys of the year, Barbados Belichick.
Byrie Irving.
You can take the R away. He's turning to Chris Fail.
Mark James, right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
What if I told you the Red Sox gave nearly $30 million a year to an injury-prone bag of bones, papier-mâché porcelain doll before the start of his final contract season? What if I also told you that that same pitcher is going to start the 2020 Major League regular season on the injured list despite not being injured because of a setback he had a month ago with pneumonia? A new ESPN 30 for 30. The Chris Frail story, coming soon.
You hate to see it, right? You just hate to see it, don't you? Welcome, everyone. Throwdown Thursday on Mark After Dark. My name is Mark James. Mark with a C, James. You just hate to see it. Amongst all the hubbub of everything that's going on right now in the world. Oh, by the way, your ace pitcher, the guy who's at 200 strikeouts 7 years in a row, is going to have Tommy John surgery. 2020's not been a good year in New England for the Patriots and the Red Sox. It has not been a good year at all. Chris Frail, how's that contract looking now, huh? Yeah, yeah. That was good reasoning there by John Henry and Tom Werner. Well, we didn't want to repeat the same mistake that we did with John Lester. The only thing is John Lester, he wasn't a bag of bones porcelain doll. That's the big difference. Okay? He wasn't. John Lester actually, you know. So there's that. The Tommy John, sir. Oh, boy. Hey, Red Sox tickets available, folks. There are plenty available. Plenty of them. Unlike Tampa Bay Buccaneers tickets, which are being increased 20% now that Tom Brady is coming aboard the Bucs, those Red Sox tickets, oh boy, they are ready there. Whatever you need, whatever you want. What do you want? Box seats against the Yankees coming up in June? Oh yeah, they're there. They are there. Jesus, what a joke. What a complete, total joke. We all knew it wasn't a matter of if, it was a matter of when Chris Frail was going to have Tommy John surgery. And I remember Andy Hart asked me, he said, do you think he's going to have it in the next 8 months? I said, I think he's going to have it in the next 8 weeks. So I nailed that one, didn't I? Nailed it. Damn, did I nail that one. God, I wish I could have bet on it. Boy. Oh, come see your Red Sox this year, folks. Can we just do one thing? If there's one silver lining about the coronavirus, it's the fact that there's no baseball for the imminent future. Can we just have the coronavirus just last? And can we sort of have it last so there's just no baseball season at all? Can we do that? Because I'm okay with it. I'm really okay with it. And if you're a Red Sox fan, you definitely need to be okay with that. So there's that. Some also sort of whoa, holy crap news. Marcus Smart of the Celtics has confirmed that he's tested positive for COVID-19, the coronavirus. So we saw it originally with Rudy Gobert, Donovan Mitchell, some dude named Christian Wood on the Pistons. Apparently some people in the Sixers organization, I don't know if their players have it, but Marcus Smart is confirmed that he does have it. Also, that happened, New Orleans Saints coach Sean Payton is also tested positive for the coronavirus. Now, the Marcus Smart thing, maybe it was because they played they played right before last Tuesday night. Okay, maybe that's what it was, but Sean Payton, there's stories out there that he went out and partied a couple nights ago. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me, right? You really have got to be kidding me. 56 years old, he's the first person in the NFL known to have tested positive for the virus. I'm sure there's more, but I don't know. He released something on Twitter with his dog in the background, and I don't know. He said he said, quote, take a minute to understand what the experts are saying. It's not complicated to do what they're asking of us. Just what type of small investment by every one of us will have a dramatic impact. I was fortunate to be in the minority without the serious side effects that some have. I'm lucky. But I don't. Oh, he traveled to the Oaklawn race track in Arkansas for races there on Saturday. Not too prudent. Not prudent whatsoever. And yes, on the sale thing, why did they wait till now? He could have done it last August. He could have done it when the season was over and they were out of the playoffs. Why did they wait till now? Who bleeping knows? Who knows? I mean, the Red Sox right now, in the last year, is there an organization right now that has made more F-ups, mistakes, bonehead decisions than the Boston Red Sox in the last 365 days? Is there? And it's really a rhetorical question because the answer is no, there isn't. Why did they wait? I don't know. So he's gone all this season, which you're going to suck. And he's going to be gone for the better part of next year too. Probably till at least after the All-Star break. Oh, man. And this is the first of a five-year deal where you're paying him $30 million a year. Oh, God. Oh, my God. You can blame Dave Dombrowski all you want. Blame him all you want. This is on John Henry and Tom Werner. Just like it's sort of the thing, like Belichick is in charge of football operations the way Dave Dombrowski was for the Red Sox. He was fired last September. But John Henry and Tom Werner co-signed on this, folks. Oh, man. God, the Red Sox are just an unmitigated train wreck. They are a complete dumpster fire. Great job. Yeah, he's going to be out like all of this season for whatever there is. Oh, can you even imagine the owners in baseball and the executives out there trying to cram 162 games still in? Could you be more tone deaf and delusional and clueless? Really? Hey, let me tell you something. You know what nobody's going to miss if it doesn't happen this year, 162-game regular season for Major League Baseball. You know what nobody would miss? Baseball, period. Really. You give me the NBA to August, I'm good. Get me to training camp and NFL preseason, I'm straight. And I'm glad now that the NBA is sort of forced into this, that that might be the predicament they're going to be in anyway. So now it's like, why are we going head-to-head against the NFL again? Why don't we just starting a week before Christmas? Oh, yeah, we're going to do that from now on, December 18th, and we're going to go until August. Love it. Absolutely love it. That will be the ultimate kill shot and the nail in baseball's coffin, which they've already sort of, you know, they're already in the coffin already, but that will be the final nail in baseball's coffin if and when the NBA decides to go and comprise the entire summer. You're effed at that point. You're done. You're done. It's over. So there's that. Tom Brady, still not quite official yet, but can you believe this spin right now? Can you believe the spin that's out there about how the Patriots, and they're using certain reporters, one of them writes for the Rhymes with Pathetic that you actually have to subscribe to, who, by the way, did not have any news on where Brady was going to, nothing throughout the entire process, nothing. Now he's serving as he's basically the Patriots media relations bitch, okay? I'm not even going to say his name because it's not even worth it. But the Patriots offered Tom Brady 2 years and $53 million. No, you know who I'm going to believe? I'm going to believe Dale Arnold. Last week when Dale said, no, you're going to come back. We're going to, there's really no offer. It's the same thing we talked about last August. Another year at less money. So I'm going to believe that one, who, by the way, beat Schefter and Darlington on Brady Lee. It's unbelievable. It's like literally, it must just get texted from the Patriots PR department right to him and just, hey, this is what you're going to write. All right, you're going to copy and paste it. This is what we gave him. We offered him 2 years, $53 million. Okay, sure, whatever you need. If you believe that the Patriots offered Tom Brady 2 years and $53 million, DM me on Twitter. My handle is Mark James, M-A-R-C James. I have some really good investments for you in the future. It'll go towards my company, MJLLC, okay? Mark James, Inc. But I got some great investments for you. If you believe that the Patriots, it's like, didn't we learn our lesson a few days ago when Robert Kraft was calling Stephen A. Smith during a commercial break on First Take? Now they offered him 2 years and $53 million, huh? My God. And they ask you to pay to subscribe to this pathetic site. Well, it's not pathetic overall. It's just the Patriots coverage is just so. And they completely lost. They had no idea whatsoever the pathetic about Tom Brady and where he was going, this, that, and the other. Now they're only, oh, yeah, hey, we offered him 2 years, $53 million. Oh, by the way, that wasn't with incentives. Just write that in there. That was fully guaranteed. Yeah. Oh, God, the spin is, it's nauseating. It's like, Robert, just stop. Just stop. Just let it go. You effed up. I don't care how many billboards that you put Tom Brady, the GOAT, out there in New England, 12 of them, I think, and this, and he's the greatest of all. We all know that. We know that. Okay? You should rename Patriot Place to Brady Place, because if it wasn't for that guy, you wouldn't have all those businesses, restaurants, Davio's, this, that, and the other, all those stores that are there. You wouldn't have any of that there if it wasn't for Tom Brady. But just to the temerity, the really, it's just like, you've got to be kidding me. Just the obnoxious temerity to say that you offered him 2 years and $53 million and put that out there with your little house whores in the media. I mean, my God, just let it go. Let it go. Okay? Like, at least Belichick's falling on the sword. He's not going to admit to any of that stuff. You know, Belichick's like, hey, you know where the line in the sand was for Belichick. You know what side of the fence he stood on. He did not want a soon-to-be 43-year-old quarterback coming back for his 21st season. That's it. You don't see Belichick. Hey, Seth Wickersham, put this in. He doesn't care. He's okay. Whether he's right or wrong, I think he was wrong, but at least he's taking it like a man. When you make a panda, oh, we offered him 2 years, $53 million. Not with incentives, though. It was, oh, yeah, sure you did. Sure you did. That's why you didn't give him that after, like, he won the Super Bowl in 2016 into the 2017 season when he was having an MVP year. And you made him sign this BS incentive-laden deal that he didn't hit on anything. But now we're going to believe at 43, coming off his worst statistical season, or what, like, worst since, like, his early, since, like, 2001 or whatever, now we're going to believe that you decide to back up the Brinks truck and give him $53 million guaranteed. It's like, shut the front door. Please, stop it. It's just amazing to me there are people out there that actually believe this crap. Oh, my God. It's like, I've just... I mean, do you really believe this? I mean, any of you? Like, really? I mean, you're not that naive, right? You know, I just don't believe anybody out there. The one thing I love about working in this town is that not only is it a real sports town, number one sports town, that we're a lot more prudent, cerebral, intelligent than any other sports city in America, including New York, Chicago, L.A., you name it, Seattle, it doesn't matter. We're smarter. You don't believe the Patriots offered him 2 years and $53 million. Because if you do, like I said, DM me on Twitter. Mark James, M-A-R-C James. As the Spanish god Sammy Guevara says from AEW, hit me up. Just hit me up. I got some investments for you coming up. They'll go into my account, but don't worry. Your money will be just fine. Wink, wink. Be just fine. It's just unbelievable that the PR spin machine will not let it go. They won't let it go. And I can tell you this, one guy who doesn't like this crap, that certainly getting put out there by Robert Kraft, is Bill Belichick. Because Belichick's just like, listen, it's a decision. It's a decision. You know, this is what, you know, we wanted to do. I wanted to do this, you know, in the best interest of the team, which is what he always goes back to, right? The best interest of the team. Malcolm Butler not playing the Super Bowl notwithstanding. But the best interest of the team, we felt as though we're going to move in a different direction from Tom Brady. Okay. I think it's stupid because you don't have a contingency plan and you don't have a succession plan at quarterback. But at least Bill is man enough to say, I'll, you know, the blood's on my hands. I will fall on the sword. You know? But he's not putting this crap out there. Yeah, 2 years, $53 million. God, this guy. Oh, my God. This guy is so. Oh, my God. My blood was boiling when someone sent this to me, like on Twitter, that this guy, he actually puts it, and they ask you people to subscribe to this crap? Seriously? I told you time and time again, follow Mike Reese and Tom Curran, and that is it. Okay? Andy Hart as well, my co-host on Ryan Hannibal. These guys aren't wrong, okay? They're accurate. But I mean, the fact that someone is a professional and they're going to put that out there and you know what they're doing. It's like the old line at the end of The Godfather Part 1 before Michael Corleone has his son-in-law, Carlo, killed. He goes, don't tell me you're innocent. It insults my intelligence and it makes me very angry. They're insulting your intelligence. They're insulting my intelligence when they put that absolute, total, bold-faced lies out there. All lies. They did not offer him 2 years, $53 million. I don't even think they offered him 2 years, period. Period. I believe the story that Dale had last week was absolutely 100% correct. I buy that. I'll take that stock 8 days a week and 10 times on Sunday. That, you know, there is no multiple year offer. We didn't change our stance. It's the same as it was last August. Yep. So then he basically said, okay, fair enough. I'm done. It didn't go well. That I believe. That is the accurate story. Not this crap that's out there about 2 years, $53 million. It's amazing. Some people in this, it's like, dude, if you want to work for the Patriots media relations department, just do it. Stacey James will probably hire you. I mean, but don't come off as if you're a real journalist, because you kill your credibility when you write spoon-fed, force-fed crap like that and you put it out there. And you people actually pay for this? Hey, here's newsflash to any of you. Do not pay for any subscription-based sports sites. Any of them. Why buy the cow when you get the milk and steaks for free? Mike Reese, Tom Curran. That's it. That's all you need to know. They're on top of everything. Got to give Jeff Darlington as well. Jeff Darlington was money on everything he reported. He had the Brady side of it. He knew it. He said a couple weeks ago, I'd be stunned if Tom Brady comes back to New England. Stunned. He nailed it. He nailed it. Kudos to Jeff Darlington. He nailed everything he reported. Everything. Ian Rappaport, that Super Bowl Sunday report about the Patriots willing to pay in excess of $30 million, that didn't age so well. Yeah, you might want to have a take back on that one. Yeah, that's not your finest moment there, Rap Sheet. But Darlington, Curran, they were money on everything. On everything. Absolute money in the bank. I trust them, and you should too. These subscription-based sites, by the way, can I be honest with you? I hope that, like, with the coronavirus right now, I honestly wouldn't mind and see subscription-based sites just go away. Just go away. Our casualties, and they're gone. They're done. Just like, who cares? Because I don't read them anyway. And I sure as hell don't need to pay for someone to try and insult my intelligence and your intelligence by telling me that Tom Brady was going to get paid 2 years, $53 million. That was the offer that the Patriots were willing to give him. Do you really think Bill Belichick would have signed off on that? Seriously? I mean, come on, man. Seriously. You got, like, really. It's just so frustrating. Don't pay for any subscription-based sites. And especially anyone. And here's the thing. I love Steve Buckley. I will tell you that right now. And he works for this site that rhymes with the pathetic. Steve's an anomaly. Steve is wonderful. Steve wrote a great article, which I was unaware of, on Bob Lobel, who's in really bad health, who, in my opinion, is the greatest local sportscaster I've ever seen in my life. Yes, we did get WBC in Western Mass when I was growing up. So I grew up on Bob Lobel, Alice Cook, and all that WBZ Channel 4. Steve Buckley wrote, confined to a bed at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center after being transported home last week from Fort Myers, Florida, the 76-year-old retired sportscasting legend at WBZ TV Channel 4 admits he's, quote, tired and worried about where this is all going. He's been diagnosed with transverse myelitis, which the National Multiple Sclerosis Society defines as, quote, a neurological disorder caused by inflammation across both sides of one level or segment of the spinal cord. So prayers for Bob Lobel. Love that guy. He's awesome. Just, you know, I love Bob Lobel. I want to see him live another 25 years. So, definitely, if you grew up on Bob Lobel like I did, you know, and one of the things I thought was really great about Steve Buckley's story in The Athletic, which is really good. Like I said, Steve Buckley's, he's fine. I like Buck. Mike Lynch was by his side, who was his competitor, and I thought that was sort of a bird magic little component to this thing. You know, when Magic was going through the HIV positive thing and Bird was there for him and Bird started breaking down crying. I thought that was really cool to hear that Lynchy was there for Lobel. So there's that. All right, I'm going to get to all your phone calls on the other side. Enough of me yapping, 617-779-7937. But like I said before, as public enemy Chuck D, and formerly Flavor Flav, once said, don't believe the hype. The Patriots did not offer Tom Brady a contract for 2 years and $53 million. They did not. It is a bold-faced, total, fabricated BS lie with a capital L. They did not. And anybody who has common sense knows that that's completely total. I wish I could say the real BS on the air, but I can't. But you know exactly what that was. Now it's time for trending.
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, I'll get to the text. There's a good text that just came in the text line. I'll read that on the other side. Sox have announced Chris Sale will undergo Tommy John surgery. No, not last August when he didn't have anything left or didn't want to do it during the offseason when the Red Sox didn't make the playoffs for the first time in 4 years. Nope, they're going to do it in March. Sale's entering year one of a five-year, $145 million deal. Jesus, oh, man. Yeah, good job there, John Henry and Tom Werner. Really good on that one. Rams have released flash in the pan Todd Gurley and Clay Matthews. Todd Gurley, let's just say, dude, Chumbawamba had a longer career than you did. Broncos have released former Super Bowl MVP Joe Flacco with a failed physical designation. Saints head coach Sean Payton has tested positive for COVID-19, but he says it's just mild. Denver Nuggets say a member of their organization has also tested positive for coronavirus. NBA told all teams they must close their practice and training facilities to players and staff until further notice. Still no word from the Jacobs family if they will help the hourly employees at TD Garden. The only NHL organization not to help. It's not a good look. Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey said today, quote, "This is really troubling. These wages will make a huge difference to hourly workers at the Garden. I hope the Jacobs family will act soon," end quote. And, oh, yes, don't bury the lead. Marcus Smart has also tested positive for the coronavirus. Your calls, Mark After Dark, next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
Out to everybody out there that call themselves keeping it real. from yours truly. I'm not of that mindset. I'm a roll with Brady. I think in the end, when you look at Tom Brady, to have Godwin available, to have Evans available, to have O.J. Howard available, Brate available, etc. And then you look at the NFC South. Atlanta is suspect. We've seen that last year. Carolina is definitely suspect with the overhaul that's taking place with them. And New Orleans is damn good. But look at the amount of points they gave up to Jameis Winston in Tampa last year. Look at the amount of points they gave up to Garoppolo in San Francisco. And you see those kind of things, and then you imagine what Tom Brady will be able to do with these weapons. Laid up, smoking cigars, motion and maze to bring me toast to next kosher. Ice chokers and
wipes to smoke. My wisdom culture lives in Ultra Madness. Devoted coach bag. 617-779-7937. As we come back to the sounds of Nas on Mark After Dark, WEEI. The number to get in, 617-779-7937. Oh, yeah. Tom Brady's got weapons. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, these weapons are dangerous. If Tom Brady was on the Bucs last year, they made the playoffs. They were 7-9 with Jameis Winston, who led the league in interceptions. They had Tom Brady. They're easily 11-win team. Easily. So that's what they will be next year, too. They're going to be an 11-win team. 11-12 maybe games, but fifth highest favorite right now to win the Super Bowl next year, according to the odds makers in Vegas. 617-779-7937. Jim in Bristol is going to lead us off tonight. Jim?
Hey, Mark, you guys don't have to worry about Bill Belichick getting COVID-19. He quarantines himself after every single NFL season, just in a room by himself looking at the new prospects coming up.
Yeah. And then not all of them actually end up materializing.
But my point is, look, Vegas has the Patriots being a 10-win team next season. Am I missing something here? Because
Jim.
You guys all say they're going to be seven.
Oh, Jim.
It's crazy. The Patriots are going to be fine. It's the coaching. It's Bill Belichick. He's the genius. You guys really think Brady's that much of an upgrade?
Yeah. Oh, Jim, you don't have a quarterback. It's the single most important position on any football team. You do not have a quarterback. You will be lucky to win 7 or 8 games next year. I will totally take the under on that as soon as the casinos open back up for business.
They have them at 10 wins, and they're going to get there because it's always been about coaching and preparing. They're the best prepared team in the league, year in, year out.
I know, Jim. You understand? You just lost the greatest player in franchise history. You're not good. Do you want to know the Patriots' schedule next year? You have to go on the road to face Kansas City, Houston, the Seahawks, Chargers, Rams. You host Baltimore, San Francisco, the Raiders, Arizona, and Denver. You're not going to win ten games, Jim.
Historically, that tells me that it's all those games are going to be a one possession game.
Oh, Jim, God, you're worse than Wiggy. Wiggy, who believed that Brady was staying here up until, he announced it on Tuesday. I think even after Brady announced he was done, Wiggy still believed he was staying here. Oh, God. You really are one of those in Bill we trust people, aren't you? You don't have a quarterback anymore. Do you understand that? You don't. It's not going to work. It's just not. Charles in a truck. What's up, Charles?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Thanks for taking the call.
Yep.
So, first of all, I think the fact that the Red Sox just stumbled into the ability to buy time with this pandemic.
Yep.
And Chris Sale's elbow. So you're right. Excuse me. In terms of a team stumbling along, the Red Sox are truly that. Then, if you think about Bill Belichick, he's done the same thing with Bernie Kosar in Cleveland. When he came to a decision, he just stood by his guns. He made the decision.
He had a guy that had been in such a bad position coming over from Tampa. In Vinny Testaverde, that he was able to resurrect his career. You don't have that here, Charles.
So I've been saying this for a while. I think he sees something in the Stidham to O'Neal, pass and catch.
Okay.
So maybe I'm a bit, but and the thing you said about basketball versus baseball. Oh my God, the NBA should make that move in a heartbeat.
Right, right. I mean, Charles. Here's my thing. Let me ask you a question. If you have to get in the octagon versus Khabib Nurmagomedov or Dustin Pedroia, who are you going to pick?
Clearly. So,
yeah.
That's such a no-brainer. I think, baseball has been in a rough place right now.
Baseball is dead. As my guy, we just came back listening to Nas, who once rapped, hip-hop is dead. Baseball is dead. And when the NBA, not if, Charles, now they're going to use this as the launching pad to start the season later and go way into summer, into mid-August. Let me tell you something, Charles. This thing is the kill shot and the nail in baseball's coffin.
Yeah, I think you're right. As I'm sitting there listening to you, the points you've been making tonight, this is like the most obvious. The NBA should just shift its schedule.
Yeah.
You know, hockey is almost confined to the winter months, of course, but the NBA they can choose whoever they want to go up against.
Yeah. Why would you not pick an antiquated, slow, old demographic dying entity like baseball rather than going up against the 9,000 ton gorilla that is the NFL? It's a monster that you just can't mess with. Why not go up against the sisters of the poor? Ryan's up next in Boston. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, Ryan. How's it going?
You're Ryan. I'm Mark.
Sorry. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, thank you, Ryan.
I actually have a baseball take, but before I get to that, I just want to say I totally agree with everything you're saying about the Patriots. I mean, the party's over.
Right.
I mean, everything you're saying is verbatim what I'm saying to my friends that actually think that Belichick's somehow going to keep the franchise going without the Michael Jordan of football on the team anymore.
Well, like, here's the thing. Maybe Stidham's the guy, but even if he is the guy, you're not going to make the playoffs this season. He might be the guy. Maybe in year two, you could win 9 to 10 games and then talk to me then. Okay, fine. But it's not, if you're going into 2020 with Jared Stidham, you're not, like, you're having a losing season for the first time in 20 years.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely. But the thing I was calling, though, was about the baseball take. I think the rumors of baseball's demise are mildly exaggerated, as Mark Twain would have put it.
How so?
In the last year or so, I actually did some research into, I grew up playing baseball, football, basketball. Always been a big baseball fan. I actually did a little bit of research into baseball to see if that was in fact true, that it was dying. And I found some numbers that were really shocking to me. Just the attendance numbers. I think I'll go over those that I found out. Do you know how many people attended a Major League Baseball game?
Sean, what are the TV ratings?
No, attended a Major League Baseball game.
Sean, what are the TV ratings?
What
are the TV ratings?
68 million people attended a Major League Baseball game.
Ryan, there's 162 of them for 30 teams. What were the TV ratings for baseball?
Well, you would agree that is a lot, though.
Ryan, there's 162 games for 30 teams. What were the TV ratings? Are you going to answer my question, or am I going to hang up on you?
No, I don't know all the TV ratings. No.
Okay. Well, at least you don't know. At least I give you credit. Sean, this is a dying sport. You are living in yesteryear. It is a dying sport.
Can I continue with some of the other stats I found?
No, you cannot. I don't care, and neither does anybody else. I'm going to give you this. Baseball has been dying for a very long time. It has been. You can sit there and come up with a... how about the Red Sox World Series against the Dodgers? It was the lowest-rated World Series since 2003. That's Boston, L.A. That's Boston, L.A. You want to talk to me about that? Those ratings? Like, their attendance numbers. I mean, how about this one? They had games 6 and 7. Let's see. On the surface. How about this one? The World Series averaged 13.91 million viewers nationally for the Nationals Astros, down 1.3% from last year's Dodgers Red Sox series, which was 14 million. And that, so that was the lowest rated World Series over the course since 2012 between the Tigers and Giants. Baseball's dead. It's dead. I don't know what to tell you. I hate to break it to you, man, but I appreciate the phone call, but I'm just going by the numbers, man. You can't give it away. Like, literally, if I get tickets through WEI to go to a Red Sox game, I'm like, I don't just want tickets. I want a parking pass. I'm not paying for anything when I go in there. And then I got one of the vendors there that I got the hookup for some Fenway Franks. So I'm going to get those for free, too. I there's going to be as little money spent as possible for me to go to a Red Sox game. I will not go unless the tickets and parking are taken care of, and I got my guy who's going to hook me up with the Fenway Franks. That's it. And I'm not telling you where that is because I don't want him to get in trouble. Jeff's up in a car. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, good evening, Mark. How you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. So, you know, I don't know whether it's me or not, but, you know, you and I, we get this, but there's a lot of people who seem to think that the Patriots' run is just going to keep continuing because Belichick's head coach.
Yeah.
It's done.
It's over.
And like good friends of mine who are the knowledgeable sports guys, they're not getting it. And it's really frustrating to me. It's done.
Yep.
And, Stidham? Really? Andy Dalton? Really?
Right.
It's incredible. I guess never underestimate the power of denial. But 2 years, $53 million. That's the latest spin. 2 years, $53 million.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark. Yeah. Mark, nothing happened at the parlor either. Right.
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, you believe Jeff? There are people out there. There's someone who's running for a subscription that's asking you to spend your money, and gonna give you some BS, bald face lies that the Patriots offered Brady 2 years, $53 million. You gotta be effing kidding me! And they want you to pay for this crap.
They want you to believe it.
Hey, Jeff, this is worth less than the toilet paper that I stocked up on that I'll soil after a bowel movement. These articles that they're written on, it's disgusting.
Hey, Mark, do you think at this point, do you think Bob Kraft realizes that they really stepped in it this time? Do you think they're getting it?
Well, he just went out and paid for 12 billboards around New England. Thanks Tom Brady for the memories, the GOAT, the greatest of all time. Dude, why don't you put that money into a two-year contract? A legitimate one. Not the post-Tom Brady leaving PR spin master. Like a legitimate contract. Why don't you instead of spending that money on billboards, why don't you offer that to him?
Yeah, it's... Hey, Mark, you touched on something last night that a lot of people have shied away from. And I only heard it mentioned on EEI once, right after the Patriots Eagles Super Bowl, but you touched on it last night early in the show, and that was about the Malcolm Butler benching, and you alluded to it, and I respect the fact, obviously, it's something that can't be talked about on air.
But
like everything else, Mark, the truth will eventually come out.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Once Malcolm Butler's NFL career is over and he has nobody to protect and not to worry about where his next job is going to come from or this, that, and the other, we will all find out the truth on that. Yes. Remember Tom Brady's quote? What kind of defense are we on where Malcolm Butler's not on the field? I thought that summed it up best. I thought that summed it up absolutely perfectly. I mean, seriously, he only played 98% of the defensive snaps prior to that. Hoy vey. 617-779-7937 is the number to get in. Here with you till midnight. Don't go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
Because I think the Patriots in general have a great respect for their own ability to create winning football that cannot be duplicated anyplace else. That's really the essence of it. They don't think Tom's going to do so hot anyplace else. Their special secret sauce is, in their minds, what makes Tom, Tom. Tom's been a big ingredient in it, but their secret sauce is still here.
That was Tom Curran. I'm Mark James here, Mark After Dark, WEEI. Well, they're going to find out. The secret sauce might be there, but the meat and bread are gone. You know, I love the Big Mac. Just, does anybody go to the window and order a Big Mac? Just say, give me the secret sauce with no meat, bread, lettuce, cheese? No, that's what Tom Brady was. He was all that and then some. And the French fries. I will tell you this, I do have an affinity for McDonald's French fries. I went by there the other drive-through window. I didn't go inside. And I got a Shamrock Shake, still available for like another week. If you love Shamrock Shakes, folks, oh my God, it's so good. That is like my ultimate, like actually last night when I got off the show, the show ended. I stopped by McDonald's drive through and I got Shamrock Shake and French fries. That's it. I don't know. It's one of those late night craving things that, and I'm not the biggest fan of McDonald's milkshakes, but the Shamrock Shake, there's something in there that makes me come back for more and more and more. Let's go to Sean in North Conway. What's up, Sean?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good. No, I was just thinking of the fact of, you know, there's always been a debate on, you know, is it Belichick or is it Brady? I think you're about to find out. And I think that, I think it may be an obvious point, but I think that Brady has carried Bill through a lot of mistakes.
Sure.
And I think that, in fact, he almost won that Malcolm Butler Super Bowl despite Bill's mistake.
Exactly, Sean. Sean, what was his numbers? 503 yards, 3 touchdowns, and no interceptions, right?
Exactly, yeah. Right. He's the only reason it was even close.
Seriously, yeah. And I can't believe I had someone call up with, oh, he got stripped at the end of the game. Yeah, because his O-line couldn't block a freaking toothpick. That's why he got stripped, because his O-line couldn't protect him. I mean, if it wasn't for him, that wouldn't even been that close. I mean, that's it. It's ridiculous. You got to be kidding me. 617-779-7937. Owen in Asheville is up next. What's up?
Hey.
Hey.
So I've been thinking about this ever since I was listening to OMF this afternoon. They brought up the point that in basketball, when a big name player like LeBron James goes to LA or, you know, some team for the first time, you'll see a bunch of other big name players kind of follow after him and try to make a good run. And, you know, you see players that just want to get on the court with this guy. You just see players who want to play with LeBron. And they were saying that doesn't happen too much in the NFL. And so I was thinking,
there's reported that a lot of players have already contacted the Bucs front office and hoping to play with Tom Brady.
Right. Yeah. So what I was thinking is, do you think that the appeal of Tom Brady, you know, MF and Tom Brady, who's been stomping over these teams for the past 20 years, all these guys, do you think that him and the receiving core brings enough to the table to draw in enough big names to make them a Super Bowl caliber team.
Well, my biggest issue with they've already got the offense. Even and to me, I heard that Antonio Brown wants to be there. They don't need Antonio Brown. Now, I know Tom and him have this very nice relationship, and they Tom wants him, and if Tom wants him, they're probably going to bring him in. I also know that Arians, who was in Pittsburgh for a few years when Antonio Brown was there, not the biggest Antonio Brown fan either. Now, maybe they don't need Antonio Brown. What they need is they need major help on defense. Every one of their picks should be in the draft, should be on defense. They gave the fourth most points in the NFL last year, 28 a game. They had the fourth worst defense in the National Football League. That's where they need to change everything. Okay? That's the biggest thing for them. And they did. I put it as my Twitter avatar. You can check it out. My handle is Mark James on Twitter, M-A-R-C James. It's Tom Brady's face in the old Bucko Bruce logo. It's so cool. And Tom Brady's winking like the old Bucko Bruce logo. Just check it out. It's out there. I have it as my Twitter avatar, M-A-R-C James. It is cool. I'm so happy for Tom Brady. If they bring back the creamsicle orange uniforms, I'm going to have to buy a Brady jersey. For the creamsicle orange uniforms, I will buy a Brady jersey. That's it, though. Can't do it if they don't bring the creamsicle orange back. They might go back to the initial change of uniform when Dungy came in 96 that they had for a while until they drafted Jameis Winston, and that completely they're going to get rid of those god-awful uniforms. So they might go back to the Dungy era. Those were great uniforms with Sapp, Brooks, Rondé Barber, Simeon Rice, Mike Allstott, John Lynch. Those were cool. Those were kick-ass. All right, a lot to get in the table. I also want to ask you guys this, too. Marcus Smart said that he's confirmed that he's got COVID-19, the coronavirus. How are you guys holding up out there? Like, what's going on? I mean, this is no joke, man. Like, you think about where our lives were just over last Tuesday night, and look where they are now. Chime in on that. Tom Brady, false stories being perpetuated in the media that the Patriots offered him 2 years, $53 million, with no, not with incentives, just straight up, completely, totally erroneous lies. So all that. 617-779-7937. I'll get to all your calls. Final hour next.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.